First season back at Mavs, what were a few of your best bits?
I think there have been a lot of highlights. I think for me, working with Robin and Camilla on the bench, I think was a massive highlight. Back in the Mavericks family was fantastic. I think the opportunities this year, the season's been incredibly strong, which has been fantastic for a lot of the players and a lot of their preparations, both internationally and for Super League, I think is fantastic. So I think the whole level of Super League has just gone up a gear this year, which is really fantastic to see. So yeah, huge amounts of highlights, too many to name.
And we look at people like Hallie and Zara and Razzie and Sophie DL, their exposure to the league's best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Hallie has been part of the Mavericks family for a couple of years now. She was with our youth side. So it was a natural progression for her to move through the ranks, as it were, through MPL and then under-21s and obviously into the NFL team. So for all of them, I think it's a fantastic season for them and a great eye-opener into that senior level of competition. I think it's been a massive step forward and hopefully has helped, you know, to get their leg foot through the door and you know, put their names forward for the under-21 selection for World Youth Cup. So it's a fantastic season for them, and we're all really proud of their progressions this season and how far they've come.
Lindsay's Lindsay, but how have you seen her?
Again, made progression, and I think that's the biggest thing. I think you can look at all individual players and they've all progressed and improved as the season's gone through. And Lindsay's playing some of the best netball that she's ever played, coming out with the interceptions left, right and centre, and also to play out at goal defence, where notoriously she has been at the back. She's been able to use her speed, the fact that she can cover so much ground on court, and her netball brain. You know, she's been in the game for 7 years or so it's a long time, and she's been able to show her experience on court and get the turnovers that we desperately needed. So yeah, really proud of her as well.
You've enjoyed your time on the bench?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've loved being on the bench with the squad and working with the squad. I think we've got a lot of talent coming through, which is really exciting. I think a lot of the teams, they're notorious with the combinations, etc., and they've all been going for quite a few years. So for us to come out with some new combinations and, you know, different combinations to what we've seen from previous seasons with Mavericks, I think was fantastic. And I think the fact that we have grown as units and grown as individuals, I think is another stepping stone for us to lean forward to. Mavericks are notorious of bringing the players through from the youth and growing them through to the NSL kind of level. So, and that's what they're focusing in on at the moment, is just making sure that we've got the strength and depth coming through. And important that we focus on those youngsters, because I think it's an incredibly important year for them as well.
We know that Storm won't have a chance to defend the title this year. How have you seen Storm?
I think it's been a tough season for them. I think they had patches of brilliance and they looked unstoppable at times. And then moments, obviously, either through injury or through different combinations on court, or just in lapses in concentration and maybe game plan, just failed to get over the mark really on a couple of games, which is unfortunate. But they were really strong. I think Megan obviously had a lot of impact into that attacking end. I think Nada Hutchison had a formidable season this season. So I think two end players that are real key to their success. And not taking anything away from Georgia and Mickey and Yaz in the middle as well. So yeah, I mean, really pleased for them. I'm obviously disappointed for them that they couldn't make that Final Four. It would have been nice to see them in that Final Four and competing in the Final Four. But I think the top four that are in there, I think Team Bath had a bit of a slow start to the season, but quite rightly, deservedly, in that Final Four as well. So it was a tough one to call, definitely, between that fourth and fifth place.
And that Final Four, I mean, Lightning, their kind of season that they have, it's got to be something for Karen to be pleased with. When a team clicks, it just clicks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she must be buzzing with the squad right now. And I think, you know, talking of the fact that they've had the same combinations for a few years, I think it's that testament to the fact that she has worked with the players for a long time now, and she's built the combinations and built the understanding, and they're playing the way that she wants them to play. It's fantastic. She's got a lot of good leaders in that squad, and I think that's what you really need to make that, you know, the top squad. I think it's going to be an interesting final, though. I don't think it's all going to be finished just yet.
We all imagine Wasps will have that kind of impact and that strength, but I suppose it's about getting the blend right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Wasser, again, you've got a lot of combinations with a lot of years' experience that know each other week in, week out, or year in, year out. So, yeah, you do have that. They do have the types of players that can pull it out of the bag when they need to. Josie and Hannah at the back are playing fantastically at the moment and doing a really good job there. So it will be really interesting. It will be a really good matchup to see in that final. And if they get there, obviously they've got one more game to play before they get there. But I think it's looking like a Loughborough Wasps final. But who's to say? Still got one more game to go.
Thunder had seven people leave, and obviously Sarah's lost to Pulse. Was it a bit more pressure on Karen this season? Have they proved people wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a massive ask for Karen to go out and to continue things as you know, she wanted to lead them, etc. She's done a fantastic job, and again, I think having the leaders that she has on court has been fantastic for her to work with, and making sure again that they're leading on court as well as off the court. Liana Leota has been formidable this season, and you know, a really strong unit in that centre court, and really leading things on court as well, which is exactly what you need. So I'm really, really pleased with Karen, and she really deserves to be in that top four. They've had a few really great matches under their belt, so be interesting to see in that final four.
Anna and Jess at Bath have got that run together just at the end of the season when they need it the most.
Yeah, again, I think the defensive unit of Layla and Ebony at the back, again, has been a really tough combination to crack in that defensive end. So they've really done well in that defensive end. But likewise, in that attack end as well, I think Paige Reed is a real one to watch at goal attack. And I think, you know, if they can just settle in that attack end, I think again they could be a real challenge and a real eye-opener for a lot of teams. As you say, I don't think they've had the best start, but you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. What matters now is they're in the top four, and now it's semi-finals and finals all to play for.
Last year you were in this situation. What do you tell the team? Ignore the table, and essentially we're just two wins away from the victory.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's not even thinking about the victory. It's just taking one step at a time and one game at a time. When we were up against Mavericks, we knew that we had the capability to beat them in the semis. Similarly, we knew we could beat Thunder as well. We beat them at home in the season. So I think taking every confidence in your past performances, but also, you know, going with an open mindset of this is our game plan, this is what we need to do, and go out and achieve it. And it's making sure that everybody leads on court and takes responsibility. And that's what players are really doing, and that's where you've seen them up the top end in those top four positions. You've got players in those teams that are prepared to, you know, put their neck on the line, to take responsibility, to push on when you're needed, and that's exactly what you need to do.
And you can tell me now, but had you already provisionally booked the celebration? I'll wait until my book before I tell everybody who got told off for dancing on the table.
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy.
Definitely a time for celebration for the winners. What area of the country do you think it'll end up in?
Oh, it's so hard to say. Well, Midlands, obviously. or not, obviously. I would like to see Karen lift the title. I think it's been a formidable season for her. Saying that, you know, again, I think any of the top four, I think it would be great for any of them to lift it. But I think it's going to be a Loughborough and Wasps final. It would be great for Tamsin to lift another year as a, you know, a new franchise coming into the Super League. So equally, I've got love for both of the coaches and the team, so it's difficult to say. I'm really sitting on the fence here, aren't I? I think I'd probably go Karen just because of the fact of, you know, the season that she's had. But yeah, I'll be sitting on the fence a little bit when I'm watching, I'm sure.